Okay, today Bez Hashem, we're continuing in Mesach Sanhedrin, the 11th parak. We are up to parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ein misnas lo bezin shabira v'lo bezin shabiyavne. We do not kill the Zaken Mamre in his own city's bezin, nor in the bezin that was in Yavne. Says the Bar Tanura, she'ilu lebezin shabalishchas, she'ilu lebezin shabalishchas gaz, v'amru lo v'chazo li'iro v'sha'a sham. If he asked the bezin, the lishchas gaz, and they told him what they hold, and he went back to his city, and he waited there, yam and by that meaning this is a historical possibility. Now let's say someone had become a Zaken Mamre, he had clarified the Pesach with the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Lishchas HaGazus, he went back to his hometown, and then he became while he was back at his hometown, the Sanhedrin HaGadol was exiled from the Lishchas HaGazus, and they ended up in Yavne, and then he starts paskening against what the Sanhedrin HaGadol had said. So we do not kill him in Yavne, even though they are the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and even though the Beis HaMikdash is still around, because Sanhedrin Gedolah, that's not in the Lishchas HaGazus, cannot make a person a Zaken Mamre. Elamalnos on the Beis HaGadol Shabu Shalayim, Umashamanos Ad Regel, we bring him to the Beis HaGadol Shalayim, we watch over him until the Regel, when everyone comes to be able to Regel, Misnos Ad Regel, and that's when we kill him. Shnabra V'kol Ha'am Yishmu Uvi Yira'u V'lo Yizidu Nod Div Rabbi Akiva, because the pasuk says everybody's supposed to learn a lesson and see this happen. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Ma'an Nasdino Shalzeh. No, we do not delay a chiyuv misa. Elma misa nasam yad because from shalchan shluchim b'kol makom v'sush poni ben shponi nischayiv misa bebeizd. And we kill him immediately, and we just advertise it. We send out a press release that this is what happened to this guy for being a zaken mamre. Moving on to Mishnah Hay, Nevi Hashaker Hamisnavi Al Mashalo Shamo Ma Shlo Nemer Lo Misa Subdei Adam. Someone who's a Navi Sheker, he's Misnavi, that which was not told to him, Binavua, or something that was told to somebody else and not to him, and he just overheard his friend, the Navi, the Navi say it. So he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Adam, Avala Kovishnus Navua, so, but if someone withholds a Navua that he in fact was told, Vamevater al Divrei Navi, or someone who was Mevater on the words of the Navi, which means he just ignores the words of the Navi. V'Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmo, or Navi goes against his own Nevua. Misasu b'dei Shemayim. Then he's chayv misa b'dei Shemayim. Shenemar Anochi Edrosh Meimo. Hashem directly will be dorish from him for his misdeeds. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Dalet we had said that when it comes to the Zaken Mamre, we do not kill him in his own city's Bezin, nor in the Sanhedrin when they're Nigla to Yavne. It has to dafka be in the Bezdin HaGadol, but there is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether we hold him until the Regel or we do the Misa right away. Holding him to the Regel, the advantage would be that it would be Le'enei Kol Yisrael. But doing the Misa right away could also accomplish that if they issue a press release. And then in Mishnah Hay, we had said that a Navi Sheker is someone who's misnavi something that he didn't actually, he says over a nevuah that he didn't actually get, or nevuah that someone else got, and even though it was given as a nevuah, but it wasn't his, so that's when he's chayiv misa. But someone who withholds a nevuah or ignores the words of a navi or violates his own nevuah, the chayiv is a misa b'dei shamayim, not a misa b'dei adam. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with the very last mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin.